Together we achieve victory over heart failure.
Hello and welcome to our podcast. I am Dr. Swapnil Garde, consultant cardiologist at Bhopal. And today we are delving into silent epidemic that India is combating, heart failure. In India, the majority of patients grappling with heart failure are surprisingly young individuals. It is a common occurrence to witness young adults seeking medical assistance for heart failure. Unlike the Western countries, where heart failure is predominantly a disease of the elderly. So let's break down five essential insights on heart failure. First, what does it mean when a doctor tells you that you have a heart failure? When people get a diagnosis of heart failure, they think it's the end of their lives. The term heart failure can seem frightening, but it simply means your heart is struggling to pump as efficiently as it should. The ejection fraction, or abbreviated as EF, measures how well your heart pumps blood. It is the amount of blood pumped out of your heart's lower chambers each time it contracts. While a normal EF is around 50 to 70%, individuals with a heart failure typically have an EF or ejection fraction of less than 40%. Secondly, why are so many Indians affected by heart failure? Genetics play a significant role. Indians are genetically more vulnerable to cardiovascular diseases. Furthermore, hypertension, diabetes, obesity, and smoking habits worsen this epidemic. Moving on, what are the signs and symptoms of heart failure, which is our third point? So you have to look for confusion, fatigue, heart palpitations, nausea, shortness of breath, weakness, and loss of appetite or vomiting. Fourth, how can we protect ourselves from this disease? Our heart works incredibly hard to keep us alive. So these are five golden rules we can follow to return the favor. Early detection of heart failure through regular tests, dietary adjustments to maintain a healthy heart, incorporating daily exercise into our routines, practicing stress management techniques, quitting alcohol, tobacco, and smoking. And lastly, the fifth point, what comes next after a heart failure diagnosis? Thankfully, medical science offers numerous treatment options. It is possible to lead an enjoyable, meaningful, and productive life. Heart failure medications improve quality of life and longevity. Devices like biventricular pacemaker, implantable cardioverter defibrillator, and heart valve replacement or repair surgeries are crucial. And the last resort treatment option is heart transplant. The lifetime risk for a heart failure is 1 in 5 for both men and women. So remember, awareness and proactive measures are key in combating this silent epidemic. Thank you.